You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
This is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction. Welcome to my radio show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I have a very interesting guest this week, and I want to get right into it. I found this lady and her book on Amazon, one of those days that never ended back in the spring. I think I just Googled something like, I want a book that makes me feel better, and I found this book. It's by Erin Worley, W-E-R-L-E-Y, and it is One Truth, One Law, I Am, I Create. And Erin is a non-assuming, she was unemployed, she lived in back east in 2011, and she just started asking questions. And she heard answers from God that's part of her, and that God is flowing to and through us, and that we are God. So I would just like to read a little bit of this. At the forefront of spiritual awakening, Erin Worley lifts the veil on your illusion of individuality, allowing you to experience how powerful you really are. She's teaching us in a very simple, very easy to read, but very powerful way that when we quiet our mind and listen to voice, it's always been there, that voice is attached to source because we are source. And that will help us with the answers. And it's the perfect thing we need right now during these times when we are on the verge of our light is going to change everything. We are all spiritual warriors, and we're here to shine our light. And this book is going to help us all do it a little bit better. So we will be right back with Erin Worley.
Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something, and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training, and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up. And then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, this information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula, like me on Facebook, Paula Kidd Casey, let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula. And follow it. And woohoo, we're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life.
And we are back with Erin Worley. Erin, thank you so much for being on my show. We were talking right before I started, and I just loved her book, and I wanted to have her share her message with you. So welcome, Erin.
Thank you so much for having me here, Paula. I'm really excited.
Well, we appreciate your time. So, Erin, I found your book, I was just telling you that, in the middle of one of those days that turns into an eternal day, in the middle of this pandemic. And I'm a huge believer in angels and books, right? I say there's a Barnes & Noble angel. I would go in and I would always find the book that I was meant to find in weird places, in a science place, in weird places. But I went in, I don't know if it was, it must have been Amazon, and I said, books that will make me feel better or something. Books that will, you know, make me happy today. And yours came up, and it had a lot of good reviews, and I loved it. It's called I Am, and you're basically channeling God. And is it, help me with this. Tell us the name of your book. One Truth, One.
It's very long, but I wasn't.
That's okay. Tell us.
That's what I was told. So it's One Truth, One Law. So that's the technical name. And then the subtitle is I Am, I Create. And it's, you know, everyone, the advice from everybody was don't use that name. You can't use it. It's so long. It's so confusing. What does it mean? But my, what I was hearing from my inner self, from my higher self was that's the name. That's what it is. You can listen to everybody else or you can listen to your higher self.
So, there you go.
And after I got through all my doubt, I said, okay, well, I'm going to trust you.
Well, I will tell you, it got my attention. And here's something I think everybody out there should remember. We need to trust that gut instinct, right? And quit asking for other people's opinions. So I appreciate you did that. The words I am are large. As God, I am the I am, the original consciousness, which it is the basis of everything, because that's that one truth that we're talking about. But I was intrigued by how you got to this book. So give us some background. You know, tell us where you live. Tell us how old you are. And you, I know you're married with a couple kids, but how you got to writing this book. And then I want us to talk about the message in the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right now I'm 38 years old, married with two kids. I live in Indiana, about an hour outside of Chicago. But this book was originally transcribed in 2011. And in 2011, I had been with my husband, who was my boyfriend then, for less than a year. We lived in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we were poor and we were unhappy about it. And, you know, I had been bullied my entire life. And so I didn't have the best self-esteem. And Phil had been through things when he was younger too, and didn't have the best self-esteem. But we both believed that there was more. We didn't know what it was, but we could definitely feel it. And we were like, we want more of that. Whatever that feeling is, we want it. We wanted better lives. We didn't want to basically, I would use the word settle. We didn't want to settle. But we also had no idea what we were doing. So we were both reading books and trying to improve ourselves. And I know we watched The Secret, and that made a big impact on me. And I started reading more books about the law of attraction, and I started really, really trying to implement those things. But it wasn't really working for me. I could do small things like creating a parking space, you know? Mm-hmm. Do that over and over again. But was I winning the lottery? No. So I was frustrated.
Because you didn't believe you could win the lottery.
Well, so I was frustrated, right? And so eventually what I did was I said, I'm gonna start trying to communicate with something higher than me. And then if you read the intro to the book, there's sort of that story of how I thought, well, I'm not making it on my own. If I could find something higher than me to communicate with, even though, I mean, my self-esteem was low at this point. I wasn't really sure if that was possible for me, but I figured I have this time. You know, it was 2011. The economy was in the tank. We had both lost our jobs recently. And so I had the time. So I started doing this practice of meditating every day and trying to communicate with something. And eventually it worked. And I started communicating with I Am.
Okay, so hang on just a minute. So when you started meditating, because people are hesitant and they resist that, were you just quieting your mind? Did you do it to a guided meditation? Did you have a specific, routine set? Tell us about that.
That's such a brilliant question, Paula. It really is, because it gets down to the heart of the matter. So in the beginning, yeah, I had never meditated. I grew up where all this, I didn't even know this world existed. I didn't even know what meditation was, right? So at first I started by trying to quiet my mind. Yes. And while that sort of felt good, I usually ended up wondering if my leg was itching or noticing my leg.
Right. That monkey mind just goes blah, 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 blah. Yes.
So quieting it usually ended up just in it getting louder. And maybe I was noticing those thoughts a little bit more. And the guided meditations.
Hello.
Hi, my love.
Hello.
We have a special guest star on our radio show, her one-year-old, Leo. And he's darling. So good energy. He's bringing good energy.
Yes. So the guided meditations, you know, in 2011, it wasn't as easy to find that stuff on the internet. So mm-hmm. But I will tell you, I really resonated with your story, a little aside about going to Barnes & Noble, because I was going to Borders back then. Borders around, and oh my gosh, I did the same thing, right? I walked around and something would just pull me to it. But anyway, so I guess I could have gone there for a guided meditation, but I didn't. What I did was I started learning about really not quieting my mind and instead listening to the thoughts that were going through my mind. And I started to discern a difference. And one night I was doing journaling after I meditated. One night I wrote down the words, "I am God." And I thought, well, what in the world does that mean? You know, that sounds nuts. And I went to bed. I didn't think anything of it. And the next morning when I woke up, I was in the shower and I remembered that thought. And I said, "Am I God?" I said it out loud. I wasn't expecting to get an answer, but I heard yes. And Daddy went for a walk, babe.
Did you hear it outside of yourself, or you just kind of thought that to yourself?
No, that it was like the thought was deposited in my mind.
Okay, deposited in your mind. I like that. Right.
Yes. Yes.
So you knew it was something different than your ego saying that.
Yes. And so that was, you know, I hadn't learned to discern the thoughts at that time, but now it's very clear that there's two different trains of thoughts. It's a little bit like, you know, those cartoons of the angel sitting on one side
on your shoulder,
like that. And I will tell you that the I am voice comes from the right side of my mind, and the doubting, the ego voice comes from the left side of my mind.
That's interesting. The creative side of your brain is the one that God speaks to. So when you were journaling, were you writing in cursive? Is that what you were doing?
No, I've never written in cursive.
Okay, so you were typing when you were journaling?
Oh, no, I was writing it out longhand, but in regular, not cursive, regular script.
You just printed it.
Print.
Okay. One of the things I teach my people is to write in cursive because you're really engaging this frontal lobe and you start writing more creatively. But obviously it worked for you just writing in print. So that's good too. Okay, so you heard this message. So then what did you do?
Well, I think when you start really tuning in to asking to get that higher guidance, it will start coming through to you whatever way you're able to receive it. So I think it's important to know that you don't have to limit it. Like, so if you believe it'll come through in cursive, absolutely. But it will come through, and it'll come through to you out on the street. If that's
right.
You know, it just wants to come through to you so badly. You know, and I think
to pay attention to signs, right? Signs and coincidences when you're asking questions.
They are everywhere. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you asking?
No. I was just saying, so tell me the next step. So you heard the voice that says, yes, you are God. Now what did you do with that information?
Yeah, absolutely. So I said, well, I knew I could feel it, right? It felt different. It felt big. And I had always been somebody that it just had tons of anxiety. And this was just such a calm, just sure knowing. And it was something I didn't even recognize that feeling because it was so foreign to all of my experiences before that. And so I got out of the shower and I went and said to my husband, I said, there's a voice in my head and it says I'm God. And he's like, well, now she's lost it, right? But luckily he has a very, very open mind. So after talking to me for a few minutes, and I was just really saying, well, it feels different. So he said, excuse me. He said, Erin, can I ask it a question? And I was like, no way. You're going to think I'm nuts. excuse me. I'm getting my water here, Paula.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm human too.
We're all in this together. Everybody go get their water. We're fine now. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So finally, the voice told me, just relax, just trust. You know, you don't have to answer the questions. There's no reason for you to be afraid. It's not you, Erin, that's going to answer. It's going to be me. And that's okay. Just lay down, close your eyes, relax, and don't worry. And so I did. After a few deep breaths, I calmed down enough to try it. And I lay down and my husband started asking me questions. And the voice took over and answered them. And it really was magical. And I really, don't hear when he or somebody else is asking me the questions. I really don't even hear it. Aaron part of me doesn't really hear the conversation.
So do you hear the answers? Does the Aaron part of you hear the answers? Or are you just kind of in a trance and you don't know what is said until you're awake?
So if somebody else is asking me the questions, I am just sort of out of it because they're coming out so quick that I'm not even involved, basically. But if I'm meditating myself to hear the answers, then I take more time, right? And so I do engage in the conversation. So when it's me meditating myself, I'm engaged because I'm the question asker. And so I slow down to hear the answer. But when my husband Phil or somebody else is asking, yeah, it's going so fast that if I were to stop to basically hear it, then I might start judging and questioning it.
Oh, that makes sense. So do other people ask you questions, or is this just something that your husband does? Do you help other people? Do they ask you things?
Yeah, well, I always encourage, and especially, you know, you read my book shows you how to do it yourself, mm-hmm. and encourages you to start having this conversation yourself. But I do all sorts of things. I help people start tuning into that inner voice more if they need more help with that. Also, when you start hearing it, there are going to be some doubts that come in because your whole life you've been trained to believe that's not how you operate, mm-hmm. right? And so usually people start hearing it, but they come to me and say, Aaron, this is what I'm hearing. Could that be my inner voice? And they're looking for reassurance. Mm-hmm. I will, you know, have a conversation with my inner voice or let them ask my inner voice questions so they can get that reassurance. And that, you know, sometimes we have to see that even though we're all here to learn that we really are God, we really are all one, mm-hmm. that everyone else here, like I love that Ram Dass, we're all here to walk each other home.
Oh my God, that's what I say at the end of every one of my radio shows.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's the saying, yes.
So it's like we're all here to guide and help each other, you know? And so I love to operate that way for other people to show them their truth, right? To show them that really is all inside of them. And so I think that's just so powerful.
So is this a voice that if you ask a question, it'll tell you the right directions to take? It will tell you what's going to happen in the future?
So I actually, my voice is, and I will say, so even though we are all hooked up to this same universal mind or infinite intelligence, that we all have a different life path. And mm-hmm. so we're going to hear the information that's going to be the right next thing for our life path. So for me, it's not my life path to tell people the future, because for me, what I hear is that we're all here to create the future.
Ah, I love that.
If I were to tell somebody else what their future is, then I'm creating their future for them. And that's not my job. You know, my job is to help people figure out how to start trusting their own inner guidance, their own intuition, so they can go create the future that they want to create, not the one that I think they should create.
So you, does your inner voice tell you about your future, or does it just tell you the next step and the faith to take that next step?
Yeah, so my inner voice does not tell me my future. So it's absolutely, and I think, you know, I love that, the faith to take the next step. So it definitely tells me what the next step is. But that doesn't mean that I'm not sometimes and oftentimes terrified to take that.
Yeah, we all are, right? It's outside of our comfort zone.
Even though I know and understand my inner voice, and I've seen it's proven to me over and over and over again that it really is true and it really is leading me home, that I, you know, I'm still terrified often. I'm like, I don't want to do that. And like with my book, as soon as it was transcribed in 2011, my guidance was to publish it. And I said, no way, everyone's going to think I'm crazy. I don't want to, you know, I was afraid of all the things, like, am I still going to be invited to Christmas?
And oh,
well, I was. And that was, you know, that was the biggest fear. And it's like your guidance almost always gives you what your biggest fear is to overcome so you can become this bigger version of yourself.
I love that.
to be, you know? And so it took me 8 years to overcome that fear of following my guidance, trusting my guidance, because I heard it. And so many of us hear it in some ways or another, but all the people I work with, they hear it, but it's the trusting it. It's the stepping, looking over the edge of the cliff and saying, am I going to be supported if I jump? And
why did you decide to publish it? How did you decide to jump and spread your wings and trust them?
Yeah. Well, I think it was just, it got to the point, I went to nursing school after 2011 and became a nurse. My husband did as well. So we were very, you know, safe and secure financially. And that was no longer our number one sort of motivation in whatever we did. And it got to the point where I had been working in a nursing home and then I moved to a hospital, but I noticed that the people who really seemed to be healthy and happy as they aged were people that didn't listen to other people's opinions and were just telling it like it was, right? They weren't worried about being judged. And the people that were worried about being judged were the ones that sort of just became bitter and unhappy. And it occurred to me, it took a long time for this to occur to me, but it occurred to me that that was the path I was on. I was so afraid of others judging that I wasn't willing to put my truth out there, to follow my guidance. And so when I made that realization, I realized, well, I've been getting the same guidance for 8 years. It hasn't changed. And that means it's highly likely I'm still going to have the same guidance 10 years from now to put the book out. So why am I putting my life on hold? And that realization really, really changed everything for me.
And did you self-publish this book?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how's it going?
Oh, it's going fantastic. I think we just hit 250 reviews, which is a really big deal on Amazon.
And it is. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. And we're selling a lot of books. And the best part is, and I am so grateful for every single person who has left me a review, because it just makes my heart explode seeing how people are saying this is the best book they've ever read. It's changed their lives. I mean, the reviews I'm getting are unlike anything I've ever seen on book reviews, and the emails I get every day. So it's
when the people that you're getting to meet and the lives that you're getting to touch, I mean, there's
yes,
nothing that compares to that.
Because they're realizing these truths that have been hidden from them by our society, you know, and coming back home to their truth, who they really are. The answers are all inside of them. They can access them, and not only can they access those answers, but it's safe to take action on them, and they will be supported.
Such a comforting message right now during this time. I read the book in one setting. I noticed that a lot of the reviews said, read it in one setting. It's not a long book. It's an authentic, genuine book. When I say simple, there are concepts that are maybe that we're not used to, but it's very straightforward and to the heart. It was very moving. So what have you read Conversations with God? Have you read the Neil Donald Walsh's books?
I had read it in 2011 before this, but I haven't read it recently.
Okay, so you know that's basically what he's doing is he was talking and God was writing. And so are you going to have additional books like other people have?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So that with a one-year-old and a three-year-old, that's a bit of a process. But I do hope to have another book, hopefully by the beginning of next year. Yeah, I hope to put one out every year is sort of my goal, at least until my children are older. Because I have conversations daily, so I certainly have the material to to do them more frequently. But, you know, I also have to tune into my humanity and my family, too.
Well, and you know, we got to trust that it's going to come out when it's supposed to come out. So let's talk about the book and the message that the book has, because it says the big metaphysical questions: who are we? Why are we here? How does the universe exist? And how can we access the intuitive voice of God? So there you go, Aaron, go. Answer all those questions for everybody. Okay, who are we?
Okay, well, we really are all one. We started out as infinite intelligence, universal mind in the spiritual world, which means that this physical world didn't exist. And we thought as a collective, this physical world into existence. And we came here and we have this ego, this persona. And I'm not one of those people that's going to tell you the ego is evil. That ego is your inner child, and that ego has been hurt. And that's the process of staying alive in the physical world, is learning that there are dangers and that parts of us do have to be kept safe so that we can survive to adulthood, learn all this stuff, and then blossom into the spiritual being that we're really here. So the purpose of our life is to tune into that inner guidance from our inner self, who is God, who is who we really are. And when we tune into that inner guidance, we start creating more of what we are here to create. We get into the flow, into the moment. We leave that fear and doubt behind and just blossom into this person we're supposed to be.
Mommy.
Yes. And how do we access the intuitive voice of
God? That's a good one. That's a good one. Because I think right now we are all kind of alone in our houses to some degree. And how do we access that?
Yes.
We're all connected, right? So
I think that I really, really love to describe it as it's not even really accessing. It's recognizing.
Oh.
That voice is always in our head. But when we're little kids, and you'll hear this from people who are mediums or intuitives, they'll say, I heard that guidance when I was younger. And some of them will have amazing parents that understood this and didn't tell them to drown that voice out or to silence that voice. But most people are told when they have an imaginary friend, for example, that's okay, but that's just for little kids. You know, when you grow up that way.
Let's keep it on the down low.
When you go to school, don't be talking to that imaginary friend.
Right.
So we're literally conditioned or programmed to silence that truth, that inner voice, that inner guidance. And so it's there, but it's often for most of us when we start trying to tune into it, very, very quiet. And what's very loud are our doubts and our fears, all the reasons why we can't accomplish what we want to accomplish or become the person we want to be, all the reasons why, well, we may as well just sit on the couch today and watch TV because it'll never work for us anyway, right? All the reasons why it's not going to work for me to meditate. I tried that one time and it didn't work. Listen, the truth is, if you practice anything, you can become phenomenal at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're wired. There's nothing that you cannot do, be, or have if you start believing it and start then following that guidance. So we really are here to create. And so anyway, the best way to do that is to start hearing that guidance. And I really recommend you spend 5, 15, 20 minutes every day just listening to the thoughts in your head. And when you're done, journal it out. Journal out what were those negative thoughts. And you should start by asking yourself a question. And a question could be, what's the next step for me? What's my purpose? What should I be doing right now? Is there something I should stop doing right now? You know, give yourself an open-ended question like that. Not a yes or no to start with. Open-ended, where your mind gets to play around a little bit, because you really are a creative being, you know? You're not black and white like you're taught when you're little. So anyway, you ask yourself that question and listen to those thoughts in your head, and you're going to have all those thoughts saying, first you'll have a thought with a great idea. Or something amazing, right? A dream for your future. And then you'll have those thoughts coming in. That's never going to work for you. No way. And it's a process. I think it takes about 30 days. And most of the people I work with say, 5 or 10 minutes every day for 30 days does the trick. And so you're learning to discern between that negative doubting voice and that voice of your dreams. And the more you do it, the more you really access that voice, because it's there. So it's just learning to recognize.
So you ask yourself a question, and then, of course, you're hearing yourself argue with yourself. And then you wait until the 10 minutes is over, and then you journal everything, or you're just kind of trying to recap in your mind what what your voice was telling you?
So I want to be really clear, Paula. There is no right or way, way to do this. There really isn't. It's all about what feels comfortable to you. And maybe the first day you'll journal one sentence, you know. The idea here is you want to keep going, even if it feels uncomfortable. When it feels uncomfortable, you know you're on the right track. And so do I recommend people journal every single thought they have? No, because you're just, you know, we all have things to do and lives to live.
Right.
No.
And there's so many of them. They just blah, 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 blah.
I think I just heard the other day, 40,000 thoughts a day is the average amount. So.
Yeah, I've heard like 50 or 60. Minutes,
you know, you're going to fill up a whole notebook. So no, of course not. But just the main thoughts, you know, what were the big two or three doubts or fears that came up?
Okay.
And what was that idea of maybe it was, oh, I'd really love to move to Arizona, you know, whatever that idea was, you know, so that's, yeah, it's not a big overwhelming thing.
So is there an aha moment where they're going to go, aha, I get it, like you kind of had in the shower?
Well,
or is it just going to be gradual that they're going to start trusting that other voice more?
I think everybody's different how they, you know, and it really just depends. For me, I had a big aha. For my husband, it was slower and gradual. And I've worked with people that have had it both ways. Right. And it's, I think that really the biggest favor that you can do for yourself, if you're going to choose to go down this path of really hearing your inner guidance, if you don't currently hear it, is start off by reading my book. And the reason is it gives you all of the groundwork, the understanding to what I like to call expand your filter, your understanding of how the world works and operates. And so then you're not having to ask yourself those questions like I had to in the beginning, because the book is all the questions Phil, my husband, and I first asked my higher self to understand how the world works so we could understand our place in it and how we could go create things. And so if you don't have to ask those questions, it can happen much, much easier for you, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. After I read it, and I need to go back and do it again, I would, on an ongoing basis, just ask myself questions and be quiet. And it's hard for me to be quiet.
Well, yes, I think that's all of us, you know. And you know, I also say about being quiet, meditating to push away your thoughts can be a beautiful thing. And I do that too, you know, so it's not an all or nothing. There are so many different modalities you can bring in to sort of bring more bliss into your life. Right. And I think that's important to recognize.
You know, I think all those models that we talk about has one framework, and that is to staying in the present moment, right? Staying in the now and not letting the past or the future, you know, don't live in those, and don't let those things affect how we react in the now. And, you know, I say one breath in and one breath out is a meditation. If we can just stay in the present moment, then it's like a mini vacation, right? Nothing bad happens in the present moment. And learning how to quiet your mind and also learning how to listen, you know, in the present moment is, I think, how we're going to take our lives and our world to the next level.
Oh, I think so. And I think it's happening. I think people are really shifting and expanding their consciousness right now. But I love that, you know, before 2011, when I transcribed this book and had these original conversations, I was a waitress. And I, like I said, I had such horrible anxiety. But when I first met my husband, he recommended, Aaron, carry a little note card around in you have a little book when you're a waitress to write your orders. Then carry a little note card around and write down one or two sentences that'll really bring you peace. And so I wrote down, I am patient. I am peaceful. I am in control. And I wrote those down. I carried them around, and I would pull them out whenever I started feeling anxiety at work, and I would read them, and then I would close my mind just for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I was like a new person, you know? And so there's so many little things you can do that have a tremendous impact, you know? And I think it's just so powerful. Coming back to the moment really can change everything for you.
I think that's a brilliant idea to make little note cards. I I write on my palm. I call it my palm pilot, but I'll write a word that I want to stay focused on that day. And, you know, anything to remind you to take a big, deep breath and just kind of quiet your mind. So did you get over the anxiety with these conversations with the I am?
Oh, yes. So, it was a process. It was a process. And actually, I am told me about an herb to start taking. And I started taking that herb and that helped immensely.
Tell me what that herb is.
St. John's wort.
Okay.
I recommend that to a lot of people I work with. And the nice thing about it is, you know, some herbs you have to be careful with because they interact with things. This really doesn't.
Right.
And it really doesn't have any side effects and you can stop it without any side effects. So it's definitely one of the safer things you can do and tremendous impact. And I will tell you, since we got on the subject for just a little aside, I used to, when I was a nurse, I would come home and have a glass of wine often after work because it was such a stressful job.
Uh-huh.
When I started taking this, I didn't feel the need to have a glass of wine when I came home, which was a really big, just sort of boom, this actually is really working for me. Just a huge confirmation. It was wild.
That's a wonderful, you know, anxiety right now is kind of high with people. And if there's anything they can do to level that out, right, that great ideas to do that. And, you know, to stay in the present moment and, you know, just to quiet your mind on the whole thing. Well, Erin, give us, if you wanted to tell everybody one thing to take away from your book, what would that be?
You have an inner voice, you have higher guidance that you can access every single second of the day. And if you take its advice and trust it, it will support you 100% in going out and creating your dreams.
I love that. And I loved her book. And that's why I reached out to have her on my show, because it was one of those that touched me. And that was, it's a primer for everyone, I think, to be able to get in touch with the great I am, because that's who we are. And I love that you had the courage, Erin, to put it out there, because I know it takes courage, and it came at the exact right time, right before all this stuff hit, and we can't go outside, so we're going inside, and this is a perfect book for those of you who want to go inside more. So I would encourage that. Tell us again the name of it.
It's One Truth, One Law, I Am, I Create.
I love it. And tell us how we can get a hold of you and how they can work with you.
Yeah, erinworley.com. I have a beautiful free ebook called Bring the Light. Just go to erinworley.com and download it. And I think it will really, really, really help you step more into your future as a bringer of the light, because that is who you were born to be.
I love that. We're all light bringers right now, and we need to step into this. Oh my gosh. We need to start shining our lights. Absolutely. And can they connect with you directly if they wanted to work with you?
Absolutely. Yes. You can email me through my website. I'm on Instagram at erinworley.com. I'm Erin Worley on youtube.com.
And it's W-E-R-L-E-Y, right?
It's E-R-I-N-W-E-R-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
But email me at erin@erinworley.com.
Well, thank you so much. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate. And I appreciate the fact when I reached out to you, you got back with me right away, because I do think this is something, it's on Kindle. I mean, I had it in 30 seconds. And it's definitely worth the read. And I just want to thank you for stepping into your higher self so other people can do that too.
Paula, I want to thank you so much for everything that you are doing to spread the light in the world. And I thank you and receive gladly your thanks as well.
Oh, thank you so much. And we will be right back.
Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something, and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training, and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up. And then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, This information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula. Like me on Facebook, Paula Kid Casey. Let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula. And follow it. And woohoo! We're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life.
And we are back. I thought that was an extremely interesting message from Aaron. I think it's something that we can all learn and we can all utilize in our lives. I mean, how much more important is knowing that? Knowing that there's that voice, and all we have to learn to do is recognize it. We're not even having to go do a bunch of mumbo jumbo to attach to it. It's already there. We know that. We need to stop resisting and fighting that and just really relax into it. So many other spiritual masters have said that. Abraham Hicks is one of my favorites. If you haven't listened to her on an ongoing basis, she will make you feel better all the time. And I would sincerely tell you to, it's worth a read to go to Amazon and download Erin Worley's book. And as you know, if you just listen, she just quoted Ram Dass that we're all just walking each other home, which we are. And I am so appreciative that I get to share this journey with you. And so until next week, this is Paula Kid Casey, and I am the Law of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.